أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 85 and 86 of Surah Al-Anbiya. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, here in one ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about three persons. One is wa Ismail, and remember Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. We discussed him in Surah Maryam. And then thereafter, wa Idris, and again in Surah Maryam, we discussed Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wassalam. These were two great Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala says, wa dhal kifl. Remember a person by the name of Dhul Kifl. Who Dhul Kifl was, there is some differences of opinion amongst the commentators and the ulama of deen, whether he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or whether he was not a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah speaks about him here, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about him in Surah Sad. In both places, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about him when Allah is mentioning Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So there is one group that have this inclination, he was a Nabi of Allah. And there's another group that say that there is no established evidence whether he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not. Nonetheless, Imam Baghawi rahimahumullah mentions his incident, and he says about him that there was a Nabi of Allah, Sayyiduna Yasa' alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is where his name appears, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Sayyiduna Yasa' alayhi salatu wassalam. He was a Nabi of Allah ta'ala undoubtedly, and he was becoming old, and he was looking for someone to become his deputy so that he could delegate some of his tasks. And hence he attached three qualities, looking for a person that will have three qualities, and he called upon his ummah, upon his group of people to whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent. And when they had all assembled, he said, I am searching, I am looking for a person that has three qualities. One, a person that is continuously in the state of roza, in the state of fasting. In other words, every day of his life, except when Allah made it haram in that shariat. Number two, a person that stands up the entire night, every night in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And number three, a person who would not get angry. This man, Dhul Kifl, stands up. He was a very unassuming person. And he says, yes, I have those three qualities. Sayyiduna Yasa alayhi salam adjourns that meeting. He doesn't make a decision. In the narration it comes that a second time he called up this meeting, and again one single person stood up, and that was this person by the name of Dhul Kifl. And hence he was then chosen to become the deputy of Sayyidina Yasa alayhi salatu wassalam. But shaitan is shaitan. He wants to break this work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and now he begins to infiltrate into the work of Sayyidina Dhul Kifl. And some ulama, by the way, state that probably at the time when he was appointed, he was not a Nabi of Allah, but at a later stage, possibly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed him with nubuwat. Nonetheless, he had this habit, fasting every day, making his tahajjud and his ibadat every night. It was obvious that he required some time to rest, and that was in the afternoon. So what happens, as he is going to sleep on the first day, he has this knock on the door, and then he gets up to see, and it is an old man, And this old man begins to speak about zulm that is being meted out to him, and he needs justice. And now, because Dhul-Kifl is in charge of the courts of Sayyidina Yasa alayhi salam, and this man speaks and he speaks and he speaks till the entire time of Dhul-Kifl sleeping is now past. So he says to the person, I will be in the court at this particular time, come there and then I will make decisions whilst I am there. When he goes to the court, nobody appears. The next morning, he waits for somebody to come, nobody appears. The next day, the same thing happens. The old man comes, knocks at the door, and the same thing. So Dhul-Kifl asked him that I told you to come to the court. You hadn't come at the appropriate time, at the appointed time. You didn't come in the morning. So the person explains that zulm and atrocities are so much that the people barred me from leaving at the time when you sit in your court cases, and hence I was unable to come, so now I sneaked out. So Dhul-Kifl, now after 2 days, continuous 2 days and two nights, no sleep, the next day he appoints a family member, and he says to them that even if it is an old person or a young person that knocks, don't allow anyone to come. This is now going to interfere with my ibadat. It is going to interfere with my night's ibadat. Allow me to sleep. The old man comes. They push him away and they say that you will have to come when the court sits. When he sits in his court, the old man sneaks in through a crack or a ventilator in the wall, and he comes to the door of the room of Dhul-Kifl, and he knocks. When Dhul-Kifl gets up, he asked him, how did you sneak through? He said, I came through this ventilator in the wall, and immediately he recognized that this is Shaitan. So then he said to him that we will discuss your matter either in the court or there is no discussion whatsoever, and hence Shaitan at that time agreed that you have overpowered me. I tried to break your ibadat, but I tried to create that anger within you. And from here we learned one or two very quick lessons. The one lesson is, Shaitan is persistent and we need to seek Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's protection all the time. One is Hukukullah, the rights of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the fasting and that of performing the entire night salah. And one is Hukukul Ibad, becoming angry with people. And that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to do, to control that anger only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala mentions him here, Kullum min as-sabirin. Allah says all of them were from the persevering, patient slaves of Allah. Wa adkhalnahum fi rahmatina, and we entered them into our rahmah. Innahum min as-salihin, and certainly they are from the salihin, they are from the pious slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.